It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A large pig named Fred was captured after days of committing crimes.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Well, welcome to the news on, I almost said Tuesday, it is a Wednesday. All day, Wednesday. Get it straight. We're back at it. We're halfway through. I know it's, I'm giving myself a pep talk.
It sounded like
one
it,
of those
yeah.
where you just, you know, you get that extra day off sometimes and it throws you for a little loop. But speaking of being thrown for a loop, sometimes people are very professional. This Boston news anchor is going to go down as someone who is very professional. Now, she was doing the news, and she was being very serious on talking and doing the newscast very seriously. And it appeared as if there was a fly on the side of her head that then went to her eye.
Ooh.
It was like right on her eye, in her eyelashes.
This and is then, a TV news reporter, so that, like, the people could see it?
Oh, yeah, she's the main anchor.
Oh, yeah, man, okay.
It's just her. Camera's right
Even
there.
Even weirder, because, yeah, I was going to say, because the anchor's there. You're not missing that, I wouldn't think.
No.
Sometimes if you were outside, you know, you might not see it, but.
Now, the first thing I'm thinking is, put your hand up there.
Right.
You can tell that she feels it, but she doesn't
She's trying to not flinch or anything.
Do anything, yeah, and then all of a sudden, it kind of goes down to her cheek for, I mean, just a split second. And then falls the next level, which is your
oh,
mouth.
Did it? Oh, no.
While you're talking.
Protein.
Right in her mouth. I mean.
That's gross.
And she just keeps going.
No way.
Oh, yeah, no. She just keeps going. Just like, nope, snack.
Just never even acknowledged it?
No.
Oh,
not,
my god!
Not in the video that I saw, anyway. She just kept talking.
That's insane.
Like, it was no big deal. I don't know if afterwards she came back and acknowledged it. Now, there are some people saying that they think that it was her eyelash that came off.
No, it was not. I just saw it. That's
Jay, did
a
you
fly.
Watch it? Okay,
I just
because
saw it. That's
it starts
a fly.
On the side of her head, right?
Yeah, I didn't see that part. I just saw that it was on her eye. I was, oh, man.
It was. It was on her eyelash.
Just watching that.
And I can understand. She does have fake eyelashes, by the way.
Okay.
But, I mean, it. So they could fall off, but I don't think so.
Yeah, but that's more of a spider.
Huh?
That's not a fly.
It wouldn't look like that. No, that was a.
Well, they're black. I mean, either way, I think it would look.
Yeah, that's a fly, man. That's gross.
Yeah, I think it is too.
Oh, golly. Mmm. Yum. Yum. Yum.
How is it when it's? Oh God. Yeah, when it's on her eye. Like, how are you not
doing anything? I mean, she flutters her eyes a little bit, like as in like, oh, what is that? You know. And then, it just goes right in her mouth, and she makes a little face, and then it keeps on going.
Huh.
Kevin would be like this. That fly would go in his mouth and be like, oh, my gosh, a fly just flew in my mouth.
How am I supposed to do my job when a fly is over here giving me trouble? Flies, boy. Sometimes they don't bother you, but then when you decide you're bothered by one, it's like their main mission in their life. Their short life. Don't flies only live for like 28 days or something?
I think maybe less, yeah.
Is that it? Okay. It's like in their short life, why do they just decide, hey, this guy, we seem to be bothering this guy.
Ooh, this one says 15, but they could live 30 to 50.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's what we need is more durable flies. Yeah.
No joke.
Let's do that some more.
You know, and then they just make it their lifelong mission to just annoy you.
Yeah, and then like, you're right. Once you've decided that it's bothering you, it drives you cuckoo.
Yeah. And it's almost like they give their, you know, all their friends a buzz. And
it's like that coworker that keeps coming into your office when you're, like, trying to get work done, and they're like, hey, I just quick question. Then they come back about 3 minutes later. Hey, man, quick question.
With two other coworkers.
Right, yeah. Then it just they just keep coming back again and again and again.
We're bothering this guy. Let's keep going in there. Let's keep going in there.
Okay, Jay, I'm sorry. You don't need to use a fly analogy.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The popular 90s snack is making a comeback. The Kraft Heinz company has confirmed they will relaunch Planters
cheese
balls.
Kevin James.
All I wanted to do was to get the cheese balls. I had cheese balls in my mouth and in my mind. I was just thinking of cheese balls.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Let's see if we can help.
All right, here we go today. My girlfriend and I have been together for about 6 months. Everything's awesome. Except for there's one little thing. She wants me to share my phone passcode with her. But I don't want to do it. Why does she need it? Why does she need to have it? I'm not doing anything bad or have anything bad on my phone. She should trust me. I tried explaining to her that I just don't want her on my phone, but she doesn't get it. I don't care to have hers. I get it if I had broken her trust at some point, but I haven't. She says she just wants to have it so she can use my phone or have access if she needs to.
Mm-hmm.
I think she thinks I'm hiding something. This has caused more than a few fights. What are your thoughts, Mike?
All right, so 509-441-0999. That is the Rungi Furniture Studio line to call or text at any time, actually, just in case you were curious. I mean, she probably has trust issues that doesn't necessarily have to be related to you. I mean, that's kind of living in a bubble if you think it's all about you. It could have been something previous. So let's start with that. And then, you know, I mean, I get how people are like, man, it's my code, it's private. Like, if fiancés, wives, whatever, you can have, let them have it. Who cares, right? But if it's something you really feel strongly about and that's the hill you want to die on, well, then that's possibly the hill you might die on. It might be an unbreakable for her.
Yeah.
And again, it might not be you. It might have been somebody previously in her life that she had a problem with.
And that's something that's very hard in relationships.
You aren't living in a bubble. You can't just think everything started when you started dating.
Yeah, but you can also be fair with this. Like, I can't treat you bad because you have done nothing to earn that. That's from my past that caused me
absolutely
to feel that way.
Yeah.
Hard lesson that I think a lot of people have to learn.
Yeah, it's just hard to segment your life into that was the past, that'll never happen again. You know, sometimes it does.
Yeah, and you feel like it could happen again or whatever. I'm going to tell you this. It's going to happen one way or the other. I mean, it will happen if it's going to happen.
Oh, the bad part, the bad stuff?
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Sorry, your mic cut out a couple times.
I know. So I don't know what that was about.
Yeah. Well, it was your microphone editing you.
Or a fly.
Or it could have been a fly in your mouth. It could have been a fly in your eye and then in your mouth. Yeah. You know, again, but it's one of those deals. I get some people are like super, but who cares, really? I mean, if you don't have anything to hide, just erase the whole problem. Here's my passcode, whatever. But I get some people don't like that. They just like, no, it's mine. Mine is mine, so I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm. This also might be kind of different if it was a year into the relationship.
That's what I was just going to ask you, Steve. Like, you know, you're a dating man. How far into a relationship do you think you'd have to be before you'd give up your passcode?
Oh, I'd give it up instantly, but I see other people's perspective here.
So a year might be better, or if there's obviously fiance, wife, whatever, and maybe not obviously. I don't know. Like, Kevin, how long would it take to be dating before you would give up your passcode? You probably wouldn't care either.
I don't care. Yeah. Like, I'm just one of those that it's not a
whatever.
It's not a big deal to me. I mean, I went through a time where I had trust issues, whatever.
Sure.
And started dating. And it was hard, but like the person I was dating was just like, you know my phone passcode.
Right.
You know it. I prefer if you don't look at my phone. Like, I wish that you could just, you know, trust without looking at it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, but she's like, I know you have it, and I know anytime you want to look, you could look.
Right, yep.
And so I think that was kind of the, and did I ever look? Yep, of course I did. Of course I did. Sometimes it was legit, and sometimes it wasn't. You know what I found out?
Nothing?
Yeah, just, it was fine. But it did help me learn how to get over that.
Yeah, and that might help her, too. You know?
And that's kind of that was the one thing I was going to say, is that maybe what you do is let her snoop through your phone for a little bit. If you got nothing to hide, she's going to see you got nothing to hide. That's the end of it. Hopefully she doesn't, you know, just stick to it.
I love this one on the text line. Yeah, let her have the passcode. Then after she snoops through your phone, change it. Yeah, that should build some trust for you.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That'll take care of it. Good grief. Wait, wasn't it 1475? Yes, it was. Why'd you change it? I don't know. Felt like it.
And trust me, the people, if they really want to be bad, they're going to find a way to do it.
Like, that's a good point. Yeah.
I'll put it on. Yeah, you can look at my phone, babe. You can look at my phone anywhere you want. But I've got a hidden folder over here with this.
Oh, jeez.
You know what I mean? I'm, like, seriously.
I'm sure you could, yeah. Yeah.
People can get away with doing things. Again, if they're going to be bad, they're going to be bad.
Steve, when you went on a walk on a first date on Sunday with this new love in your life, I don't know, I'm making stuff up now. But
jeez.
You went on a walk with a lady, and did you just, like, as you're, like, about 5 minutes in, hey, you want my passcode?
I would do something like that, but no.
Don't do it.
That seems creepy.
Can I tell you why not to do it, Steve?
Because, what, are you afraid that someone's going to steal your banking information?
No, I'm afraid for you. If she saw your phone and saw your text thread,
it'd be like,
Dad, Jay, Kevin, Dad. Jay, Kevin, Dad.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And that was when I realized that my brother was doing things different than the rest of us. And he was like, guys, I'll get the rest of it. I want to get the really nice one for her. And I was like, God bless you.
Kevin James.
And then you said, in that case, I'm good for 50 instead of 100.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, don't forget, you get the Coyote Country app. It is free, and you can take us with you wherever you go. I did notice yesterday we asked the question on Facebook, what's the weirdest place that you listened to the Coyote Country app? And we got some interesting answers on there, including people who said, well, I've not listened to any place that's weird. I thought, that wasn't the question.
You make a good point, Jake.
I'm just saying. What was the one? There was a couple of places where people listened that I've never even heard of. And I was like, is that a country or something? I don't even know. But like on a Caribbean cruise, you know, some people have listened in Hawaii, Dominican Republic on a cruise.
Monty said Dubai.
Right. That's pretty cool. You go. Absolutely. Yeah. So interesting. But anyway, you can take us with you wherever. That's the beauty of the app. And to those who said, wait, there's an app? Yes. Just search for Coyote Country. It's just that simple. Congratulations to Kelly, qualified for the Zach Bryan tickets at the Tacoma Dome. We'll have another qualifier in a little while as we are getting close to wrapping up the prize of day for the month of May. And you know why we're getting close to wrapping that up?
May is almost over.
Thank you, cough. I mean, Kevin, how's your cough, bud?
Pretty good. I had it shut off there for a while because...
You had the cough shut off?
I had my mic shut off for the beginning of that segment. Sorry.
Don't apologize. I saw that there is a very lengthy interview with Jelly Roll in which he discusses a ton of stuff, including just a few highlights of the fact that he must have clean socks in his rider. We talked about things that people have in their riders, which is just, you know, the thing that says, this is what I have to have at every concert. Clean socks, big for Jelly. He's a foot sweater.
Yeah.
I can relate. He talks about, you know, being sober and all the rest of that stuff. And then he talked about the fact that he is getting ready to put out another album, follow up with another album. And he said he has written, ready for his next album, 150 songs.
Oh, wow.
That he will have to choose from for his next album.
That's a lot.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I feel like between him, there's certain people who just write so much that I don't know if that's a different thing now than it used to be, or we just hear about it more. It's like Morgan Wallen writes, you know, 200 songs, and then they go through them and choose from it. And I know that whenever people do albums, they have a lot of songs to choose from. 150 seems like just an exorbitant amount. Like, how do you even begin to whittle that down? Especially if you wrote them.
It's very hard.
You know, it's different if somebody else writes them and you can't connect to it. But yeah, I assume that if you're writing it, there is some sort of connection. So how do you just go, yeah, no.
Yeah. Well, And some of them you probably look back on and go, okay, that wasn't as good as I thought.
I could see that.
Or we can move on from that one. Or
sure.
That concept just doesn't apply anymore, you know, or whatever it is.
Yeah, but even if you throw 50 out, Kevin, you got 100 to go through now?
I was just sitting there, was it yesterday? It was. Where I just said to Steve, you ever think about writing a song?
I hope you said yes, Steve. Have you thought about writing a song?
I don't know what I said, but I... I guess I have now.
You just are just like, as Kevin's badgering you with questions, you just throw out random answers that might not be right.
I don't remember what I said.
Then I was like, you know, Steve, like, I was just thinking about writing a country song. Like, you know, what did I call? Oh, My Heart is a Ghost Town.
Oh, I like that. I like the title of that.
Ever since You Ain't Around. No, that's too.
I mean, yeah, but you
country.
Got, oh, hey, look, it doesn't ever matter. You got you, the beginning of it.
Ever since You're Not Around. God, I had like four verses, didn't I, Steve?
You were really going at it.
You were really going.
I mean, and then it was one of those.
Is that not
you,
right?
You started with My Heart is a Ghost Town, and then you did all the little do 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 do, and it ended with My Heart is a Ghost Town.
Oh yeah, that's a great phrase.
It's pretty good, and I'm putting it
on the poll on our Twitter or our X. If you know, have you ever thought about writing a song? I feel like that's a very common thing. I don't know if anybody said, like, you're like, oh, I should write a song, and maybe you have a concept or you get, you know, a couple of lines into it, then you stop. But I could see. I mean, I've thought about it a million times.
You think you would be successful?
I always think that. I always think, oh, I could probably write a pretty good song. And then I'm like, after about 5 minutes, go, yeah, I don't know. I'm dried up on the ideas. Sorry.
And then, Jay, I don't know if you are going to enjoy this or not, but I challenged Steve.
Ooh.
I said,
to write a song?
Why don't you write a parody song?
I already love it. Are you kidding me right now?
And he's like, well, I could do that if you gave me like a month. And I'm like, no.
A month?
I don't know.
Like, I'm going to give you 2 days. Like,
that's plenty of time. If you can't do it in 2 days, you can't do it in a month.
I need to hear it by Friday. And then he's like, well, what's the topic or how do you do it? And I was like, oh, my gosh. So then I just threw out an idea. And He took my idea and ran with it, I think. I only started to see some of the...
What was the idea you just popped into your head, Kevin?
Well, I said, you know, what you want to do with a parody is you want to take like a hot song right now.
Yeah.
So I said, well, you could probably take the Morgan Wallen Post Malone.
Yeah, I had some help.
Girl, I had some help. And then I said something about, yeah, I need some milk. Can't eat these cookies by themselves.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I need some milk. Something,
well, like,
and that's
so
kind of what I started with. And then it was not my job to write the parody
song.
Right. So I let it be, and Steve started to write some lyrics.
How's it going, Steve? Are we going to have it for Friday?
Oh, you actually want it. Well, I have.
Oh, you actually.
What? Yeah.
I have something, but it doesn't really make sense at the current moment.
Mm-hmm.
That is for sure.
I mean, I feel like it could easily the one that Kevin even started.
Well, you want to hear what I got so far?
I do.
No? Okay.
No, yeah, go ahead.
I'll even wait. Are you ready for it? Is it to that theme? Is it to that song?
Yeah, but I can't do it with it because it's too much.
I got it. Right,
it's a little off and... Okay.
I'll try to match it to the lyrics. I mean, to the tempo of the music.
Oh, so you have it.
Oh, yeah, I have them pulled up right here.
Okay, all right, well then, Kevin, okay, here we go. Ahead. It's going to start in a couple seconds here. Here goes. 3, 2, 1. Oh, I'm sorry. This is a little longer version. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
You got a lot of muscles, don't you, buddy? I only visit the gym because you made me. You're telling all your friends that I'm lazy. Like I'm only one. Oops. Why'd you work out the muscles if you had several glasses of milk of your own or two, sipping your drink of muscle powder with a smile. I know you've been judging me for a while. I had some milk. Don't know for sure, but I'm thinking I can have.
Wow, you got a lot written.
No, okay. This is the best part. I go, I had some milk. Don't know for sure, but I think I can have the whole 2 gallons to myself.
Oh.
It ain't like I'm worried because Steve can't reach it when it's at the top of the refrigerator shelf.
Whoa, wordy, but I like it.
Yeah, been sipping it every day. If you couldn't tell, the joke, they joke and say teamwork makes the dream work. I had some milk.
Oh, man.
So, I had some milk. Milk. Yeah, it's kind of a little, I don't know.
Wow. So, I can't wait to like sing background or something on this. I'm very excited.
Well, Kevin just did it. I mean.
Well, I mean, yeah, but he was laughing and coughing through it. I mean, this is going to be well produced. Are you kidding me right now?
Could not do it.
I had some milk. Now you've also ruined the song. Thanks.
That's the idea.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Okay, I'm trying to think in, and this is hard for me, lazy man, single guy brain.
Kevin James.
Kevin,
I'm going to have to roll. I'm going to have to role play here.
Yeah. Hard for you to get in that mode.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, happy birthday. Happy birthday. So, Alicia wanted to remind us that it is her mother-in-law's birthday today. So, happy birthday to Joe. Joe, am I supposed to say the last name? Sure, Joe Davis. Why not? Anyway, so happy birthday, Joe.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, and you know, your daughter-in-law Alicia wanted to make sure that we wished you a happy birthday. So very, very nice.
Very nice.
Happy birthday to you.
Steve, you got a shout out for anybody today?
Very nice. I got no shout outs. Should I have a shout out?
I don't. Just maybe. Yeah, come up with one.
Okay, shout out Kevin James.
Thank you, Steve,
for being on the radio.
And I also would like to say a very happy birthday today to Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Mama.
Okay. Well, Joe used to be a listener.
Sorry. And now it's time for Steve In or Steve Out.
Meh.
Steve In.
Everybody's in.
Or Steve Out.
Oh.
He's either all in
right.
or all out.
Yeah. Let's find out. Steve in, Steve out.
Steve, how do you feel about horseback riding?
Horseback riding.
It's a little uncomfortable because I don't have that long of legs, but...
I see.
I've done it, and it's enjoyable.
You're not completely opposed to it?
Yeah, I'm not opposed to it.
Well, where did you do it at, Steve?
I think out in Colorado.
No, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Was it like a trail ride where they didn't let you run, or was it one of those where you could gallop?
Oh, it was like a trail type of thing.
Yeah. Okay, as you're just walking in a line. Yeah.
That's the right way to do it.
Yeah, my family and I, we used to take road trips during the summers, and so we took a road trip one time out to Colorado, and one of our little adventures was riding horses.
Steve in, Steve out. Snow cones.
Snow cones. Ooh. Personally, I'm not a fan, so I'm out on that.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, what is it that you don't like about them?
I don't know. It just, I don't like the taste.
Okay, so I make snow cones all the time here at my house. And, you know, we use the sugar-free seasoning, the sugar-free juice.
Like the syrup, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're great. I love them. My granddaughter loves them. But Steve, if I were to make you a snow cone and put like orange soda,
yeah, like your favorite flavor, maybe
how would you not like that?
I think it's too watery. I think that's the problem.
Yeah, you and water do not have a good relationship, apparently.
Or like
it's ice.
Too icy. I don't. Well, then too icy.
Yeah, too cold.
Okay.
All right. Well,
I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's just maybe it's the texture for some reason.
Huh. All right. Steve in, Steve out. Suntanning on the beach.
Ooh. I've had bad experiences doing that.
You got a sunburn or something?
Yeah. I need some more vitamin D in my life, but I'm gonna say
good grief.
I'm out on this one.
Out on suntanning? Okay, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
I had to think about it. I had to walk through it.
Kevin, what do you got?
Steve in or Steve out, mowing a lawn.
Mowing a lawn? Wow.
I've never done it, so I'll say I'm out.
Whoa. Wait, what?
Never ever?
No.
Oh, wow. That's okay.
You didn't live in a house that had a yard when you were a kid?
I did, but...
Your dad didn't trust you to mow.
Well, my grandfather had a situation with a lawnmower one time.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry.
So we were terrified to
What can you tell us a little more what happened
did
with Grandpa?
Did he lose a digit or something?
Yeah.
How many?
Just one.
Finger?
Yeah. And I think it was part of. And what happened was he thought it was off and it wasn't.
Well, yeah. I mean, no, I didn't figure. He just thought he'd put his hand in there for fun.
Yeah. And so I guess he came running into the house and, you know.
So who mowed your lawn? Hoping that Grandpa.
Our lawn?
Yeah.
No, it was like a lawn service.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. You've never mowed a lawn. That's insane.
Why? I mean, I don't know. I just never have.
I would say that's odd.
You don't even know the... yeah, it's definitely not normal, I don't think.
I don't think it is. No,
I don't know. Not that I have anything against it, I guess.
I mean, it's definitely would be a big city thing I could maybe see. But
for sure.
At some point, you think somebody would mow along. But hey, we're not here to judge. We're just here to see if you're in or out.
Well, right. You are here to judge.
You've been in apartments ever since then, which I understand.
Yeah, right. Right.
There are times, Steve, that was the reason I asked it was because I live in an apartment now for 6.5 years. And it's like, there is time. It's only like once a year where I go, man, I'd love to mow my lawn right now.
Let me know, Kevin.
I'd love to mow my lawn and get it looking the way I like it.
Let me know, brother. I'm here for you.
But it goes away quickly. You know what I mean? It's like that. Well, I do want to do it because the satisfaction of getting your lawn
mowed. It looks great. Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. And I think like a lot of homeowners, I don't mind it early in the year, but you know, by about midsummer, exactly. You're like, and it's, you know, 90 degrees, you're like, oh boy.
And you keep going, why did
I do
all this to make it grow so much?
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't be opposed to doing like a manual mowing situation.
Huh? What does that mean?
Are
you talking about like a walk behind mower? Or are you talking about one without a motor on it?
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Like no engine.
Yeah.
You're just the kind that has the spinning blades that look like you know, back from the 60s.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like you're, huh.
I trust myself more with that than.
Yeah, you just stop pushing.
Yeah.
That's fair.
It's harder.
Yeah, there's no, it's still running.
Right.
No, it's not running if you're not moving.
You're just standing there. There's no danger.
Yeah, it's like when you get on a tandem bicycle and if you realize, hey, the other person's really not working here.
Okay, now this, Steve, I'm going to have to, have you ever used a weed whacker?
Have I? No, I don't think I have, basically for the same reason.
Yeah, I was going to say, probably not. That one I can't let you go without. We're going to have to get you some goggles. Everybody needs the fun of a weed whacker.
I feel like that.
And I'm not talking about.
Aren't you more likely to get hurt with a weed whacker than you are with a mower?
100%. 100%.
Is this what you want?
Yeah, but I mean, the weed whacker, that there's something about that, and it's got to be a motor, you know, one with a motor. It can't be the.
Yeah, no, I got you.
You know, plug in.
I mean, I'm dangerous with just like normal tools or whatever. I was doing like a community service project one time.
Because of the incident.
Mm-hmm. We were cleaning up a cemetery and getting rid of weeds and stuff. And I had, I don't know what this thing was, but I was using it. It was just like, it was very sharp. And I was just going at the weeds and there was someone standing by me. I didn't see him. And boy, I almost really.
Like a sickle?
I don't know what it was.
Was it just a blade on the end of a stick?
Kind of. I don't know why they trusted me with it.
Who is using that? I mean, what
do you know what a hoe is?
I mean, yeah.
Well, okay, Google
it right now. Was it a hoe?
No, I'm not Googling that.
Google, what does a hoe look like?
No.